Hi, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast this week. First thing I want to say is happy holidays. I hope everyone is enjoying the time off. This will be broadcast, I think, on the 20th, although I'm doing it a few days earlier. But I hope you have time to spend with family, although this time around it probably has to be with mostly your immediate family and you can't get the extended family to come in. But it's something that we have to put up with. We have to work through because of COVID. My Thanksgiving was different. I'm sure yours was as well because of COVID. We had a much smaller gathering, and to be very frank, it was a nice day because we ate outside. We had the food inside. People went in one or two at a time with masks on to the table, got what they wanted, came outside. It was a covered screened-in area, to be frank, but it was outside. They came outside, and then we ate out there, and we talked socially distanced and so forth. So it was very nice. It just was different. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating, Kwanzaa, whatever it is, it's going to be different. You're still going to have it. It just has to be done a little different way to keep people safe so we can move on. I guess everyone's Christmas wish might have been answered when the vaccine came in and the vaccine was approved, and now it's being out there and it's being distributed, which is fantastic. It is the light at the end of the tunnel. But you also have to remember that the vaccine, in order to affect us, because I'm certainly not in the first group. I'm not a frontline healthcare worker, and I'm not in the age group that will get it first, and that's all fine. That has to be done the way it's going to be done. But in order to actually get to me and to other people in my categories, you know, we're going to be several months out, and that's just the way it is. This winter is going to be tough. It's going to be very tough with the COVID and with the people getting sick and people having to go to the hospital and complications and so forth, something we're going to have to work through. Again, social distance, wear a mask, frequent hand washing. And I know everyone says that over and over and over again, and you're probably sick of hearing it. I'm sick of saying it. But it's something that we still have to deal with until the vaccine. I'm thinking late summer before we can say, you know what, maybe we can get rid of the mask by now, because that's how long it's going to take to get everyone vaccinated that needs to be vaccinated, to get the herd immunity that everyone's talking about. It's going to be 70-80% of the population needs to be vaccinated for that. So at least it's here, at least it's out, at least it's coming. I'm very happy about that. I really am. I'm going to move on to the sale of the old North Carroll High School. Thank goodness. We've been working with that. We had it on a website for sale for years. We're trying to get people interested in it. But let's face it, it's a very large building. The way it was designed might not have been the best. And there's that 50 acres of land around it. And what's going to happen? Who's going to bet? Number one, once you got something that large, you really limit the number of people that are interested in it. But we have a group. They signed the contract. There's initial process to go through where they're looking at everything, making sure everything is exactly the way we said it was, and I'm sure it is. But the great news about that is that the first thing that they want to try to put down is some turf fields. We need turf fields in Carroll County for recreational high school use. And the agreement on the sale is that Carroll County recreation departments and Carroll County's schools will have first dibs, more or less, on using those fields. Of course, we're renting them because it is a for-profit group that's doing this. We're not just going to say, you know what, you guys can just have these fields. So we're going to be renting them, but we've got an agreement with them that we're going to be first call on rental of those fields. So I think that's fantastic. But hopefully it's not the last fields that we're going to have in Carroll County for public use. When the budget allows, we're looking for more turf fields around Carroll County. The next place I'd like to be looking is Carroll Community College. Put a turf field or two in there. They've got sports programs going up there now. Plus, the community could be using those turf fields as well. So it's something else we could be looking at. We're moving forward. I'm very happy about this. Very happy about the sale of the building because, let's face the facts, that was costing the county about $500,000 a year, maybe a little bit more, just to maintain that building. It's so large, the grounds are so big, you know, grass has to be cut, weeds, all that stuff. The building had to be somewhat heated so pipes don't break and all. And we also had the police academy in the basement of the building. And the way the heating system was set up, I believe I was told the entire building had to be heated so they could have heat down there. The entire building had to be cool. It just didn't make sense. But anyway, it's the way it was. We're working through it. Hopefully the sale, everything goes through. Documents have been signed, but they, again, they have a time period to look it over. So that's some good news for us right there. Another thing I want to bring up is community solar. We are looking at trying to put ag remainders that are around in Carroll County to be eligible to use community solar. When we're talking about community solar, number one, we're talking about if you have an ag remainder on your property and you want to use community solar and want them to come in, that's the first step. No one's going to force anyone to put solar on their property. Not going to happen. But if you want it there and we can get it on some ag remainders that aren't suitable for agriculture because of slopes or whatever it is, and usually it's because of slopes or things like that. I'm not a farmer. I don't have all the information. But if you want to put it in there, then you have the ability to do that. We're looking at 1 to 2 megawatts of power in there. And those are, you're looking at about 10 acres max for two. So it's like 5 acres for each megawatt. And that's all that would be put on a property. And the way the laws are written for the state of Maryland, if you've had your 2 megawatts over here on my property, your property was right next to mine, you couldn't put the solar on your property. Because what we don't want is fields after fields after fields after fields of nothing but solar panels. I'm all in favor of solar panels. I've been pushing solar since I've been commissioner. But I don't want to see them covering our countryside. I just don't want that to happen. So the restriction on these community solar fields, it's a bit. You have to have the right spot for it, community solar. You have to have the right slopes. You know, it has to be facing the sun at a certain time of day and all that kind of stuff. You have to be close enough to a 3-phase transmission lines. Where they're located, I have no idea, but I know they're not everywhere. You have to be, the community solar people, developers will like it within 0.5 mile to 1 mile. It says you can go as far away as 2 miles. And then another further restriction on that is if you put a community solar project and they're hooking onto the close 3-phase line, you can't have another one on that 3-phase line. So that limits what you can have. So rest assured, we will not have hundreds and hundreds of acres of solar covering our countrysides in Carroll County. That will not happen. That just will not happen. We'll have, you know, 5 or 10 acres here, 5 or 10 acres there, just helping out. I just think it's a good thing to do. And again, no one's going to be forced to put this anywhere. If you don't want it, if it's your land, you don't want it on your land, it's not going. And I think that's the way to look at it. But I think we have to move forward with this, and we are. So people have the opportunity to put this on their property if they want to, on ag remainders. So that, I think, is a very good thing. And I can't believe I'm still mentioning this, but I'm going to bring up the election for president. It's over. The Electoral College has voted. Everything is settled. And from what I've heard, and we've had people talk about it back and forth, this was one of the most secure elections we've ever had in this country, if not the most secure election. More people voted in this past election than ever before. That's a fantastic thing. And it was secure. You can depend that if you voted for whoever you voted for, that vote was counted for that person. Nothing was stolen. Nothing was taken away. You can depend on the process. Our supervisor of elections was here with me, I think it was a month or so ago, talking about the election, how everything in Carroll County was, you know, certified, above par, everything went perfect. And I think that's the way it is around the country. So that went very well. It's over. Let's move forward. Okay? Let's move forward. That's what I have to say. And we're now, like I see, I'm running out of time. Again, happy holidays. Enjoy the time with your family and friends as much as you can, being socially distanced and having a mask on. But enjoy the relaxation. That's about all I have to say for right now. This is Commissioner Dennis Frazier signing off. Have a very, very great holiday season.